The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
Serena Williams and John McEnroe. You know, we always talk tennis. We're big tennis guys here. I actually like tennis a lot, but we don't talk that much tennis. No, nor does anyone else, which is kind of the problem with the sport at this point. John McEnroe wrote a book, and it's called But Seriously. And so they're kind of doing a little segment on that on NPR. And they were talking, but there's a movie coming out called Battle of the Sexes. Which is they're kind of bringing back the old Billie Jean King thing.
Yeah.
And it stars Steve Carell. Looks pretty good. I mean, I'm pretty excited about it. Steve Carell.
Oh, yeah. It's the actual story of him and Bobby Riggs.
It's him as Bobby Riggs. And what's interesting about the story, too, I think we played the trailer here on Pattinson.
Maybe I think we did.
Is that they really put it off as, which is true, is Riggs, first of all, was not a top player. And second of all,
ever.
Even when
he was younger.
And then he was certainly not a top player then, and also was not taking it all that seriously.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting that they're admitting that now.
And he was late 50s, I think, when he played her.
Was it? Yeah.
And she was, in her prime.
Yeah. So that conversation came up, and Serena Williams is obviously very talented. So they were talking about this, and the host of the show asked why McEnroe would qualify his statement. He said she's the best female player in the world. By calling her the best female player in the world. And here's what McEnroe said. She's not, you mean the best player in the whole world, period? Well, because if she played the men's circuit, she'd be like 700 in the world. That doesn't mean I don't think Serena is an incredible player. I do. But the reality of what would happen would be, I think, that perhaps it would be a little higher. Perhaps it'd be a little lower. On any given day, Serena could beat some players. I believe she's so incredibly strong mentally that she could overcome some situations where players would choke because she's seen it so many times, so many situations at Wimbledon, U.S. Open, etc. If she had to just play the circuit, the men's circuit, that would be an entirely different story. He went on to say that Williams is arguably, quote, the greatest athlete of the last 100 years. So it's not like he was dissing her. She got wind of this and responded and said, "Dear John, I adore and respect you, but please, please keep me out of your statements that are not factually based. I've never played anyone ranked there, nor do I have time. Respect me in my privacy as I'm trying to have a baby. Good day, sir."
Oh, God.
Jeez.
The response is so incredibly stupid.
And he called her the greatest female player that's ever lived.
And maybe the best athlete overall of the last 100 years.
You're talking about Martina Navratilova, who's an absolute legend.
Steffi Graf.
Chrissy Everett. There's been a lot
Over the years. And I think you can legitimately make that argument. I think, too, that she's also been, she probably is the best female player of all time. First of all, you have to take a step back if you don't follow tennis. Saying to someone that they are the 700th best player in the world is an incredible compliment. Like, do you understand how amazing you have to be at tennis to be 700th in the world? People, like, I can give you a generic example from my past life. I played a guy who, when I was in high school, who, in the state of Connecticut, went undefeated for all 4 years. He was, for all 4 years in the entire state of Connecticut, which, as we know, is sort of a frou-frou state where tennis is popular. It's like, if you're going to have super-duper rich people that are really good at tennis, it's going to be in Connecticut. Now, he was from a town that was not particularly all that rich, but he was really freaking good. I can actually mentally picture playing him and hitting one shot past him. And you know what he did when I hit my one shot past him? He clapped for me. I can remember him clapping on the court. I was his opponent. And I remember him clapping. Like, I was so excited about it. And I'm like, oh, God, this is such a meaningless thing that he knows he's still going to beat me. The fact that I just belted one right past him because I just swung as hard as I could and finally got one in. He actually clapped for me. Went on, became a professional tennis player. Rose through the ranks, was really good in college, everything else, went through the ranks. He peaked at 700th in the world. He was undefeated in a state for 4 years. As a freshman, he was undefeated in his entire state, and he wound up being 700th in the world. Being 700th in the world is incredible. You have people, because this, remember, this is not just it's like saying, for example, that a female football player could compete in the NFL. It's like saying a female basketball player could make the NBA. And remember, unlike those other sports that are more American-centric, the most of the tennis players in the world are from other countries. Like, people in countries that you barely have ever heard of are focused and live and die with tennis. So the idea that 700 of the world is some insult, it absolutely isn't. I mean, you look at these people. There are men who are hitting the ball 130 and 140 miles an hour, 150 miles an hour with serves. That would be absolutely much, much stronger and overpowered. I'm getting the look from Jeffy.
I'm trying to grasp what you're saying. That
I would
women
honestly doubt
couldn't
doubt
compete
yes
with men.
Yes.
Is that what I'm getting from you?
That
is
what
the
you're saying.
Down
when it comes
version
to sports, we all know that this is true, and we can all sit here and deny it. And I get that that's what we have to do in the society. I give a hell of a lot of credit to Will Kane, by the way, who used to work here and now works at ESPN, who I just saw do a commentary, which I would assume will be doing this story tomorrow that he's fired about, where he said, you know what, maybe it's not all that crazy that Serena Williams, even as the best female player, is not the number one player in the world overall. Can you imagine? I mean, look, she would get absolutely destroyed by the top players.
The response would have been better had it been more joking, saying, come on, you know I'm better than 700. Stop.
You're right, like, her response is stupid. First of all, don't keep me out of your statements that are not factually based. Well, you haven't played these players, so of course it's not factually based. Like, so
the whole thing is a hypothetical.
The whole thing's a hypothetical, which was, by the way, presented by the interviewer, who said, what do you mean she's not the best player in the world? Well, he answered, she's not. It was a hypothetical conversation. Then she says, I've never played anyone ranked there, nor do I have time. You don't have time for a match? What do you mean? You have plenty of time. The idea is, if you wanted to go and challenge the best players in the world, and they actually decided to play you at 100%, they would beat you easily. That doesn't mean you're not the best female player in the world. That's just the freaking truth. Now, tennis, I think there's more competition than there would be in the NFL. But again, you know, there are physical
in this environment. We're supposed to believe that women are just as good in every way as men, even in sports.
Yeah.
And they're just not.
They're not
physically capable of the things men are. They're not. Almost universally. I mean, there's going
to
be some exceptions, but there's no exception to the fact that a top men's player would destroy any top women's player.
Yeah. And I mean, we talked about this.
There's no question.
Another example,
they'd win a game.
Another example to prove that point would be all the transitioning players, male to female, that are participating in female sports now that are winning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, look, when you judge an athlete, you judge them against their competition, right? So the fact that Serena Williams has dominated her competition more than Djokovic or Nadal or even Federer has, I think you could say when you compare them like that. But it's the same thing of saying, like, well, a college football team that has dominated is as good as the NFL team. I mean, the lines are closer there, to be frank. I mean, like, Alabama is a hell of a lot closer to winning the Super Bowl than Serena Williams is being the number one male player in the league, in the world.
Or the Eagles winning the Super Bowl for one. That's for sure.